Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. We're glad to have you with us tonight here at Blog Talk Radio and YouTube, and then, of course, all of you that have been in town, everyone. We're glad to have you with us. Here at Blog Talk Radio, audio of believers that are
whoops. There you go. Sorry. We got it under control now.
Well, as a matter of fact, the last couple of days, I have been enjoying Dr. Winston's healing service that he had last Friday during the faith conference. The Friday night service was a healing service, and it's such a powerful service. It's got amazing, amazing spirit-filled, wonderful music and worship. And they stop and they talk a little bit about what's happening and different things, but then they have a healing service. And I want everybody here to be able to hear it. Now, if YouTube were all of a sudden to stop us from doing it, we'll make sure we put the link in the notes of tonight's program in the comments so you can just open it up and be able to find this whole video. If you search it, 2022 International Faith Conference Healing Service on YouTube, you'll be able to find it. And I encourage you that when we find messages like this and when we find ministry like this, that you study to show yourself approved unto God with it. It's very, very powerful what God is doing. And we're a generation that nobody ever knew before on this earth, and that is a generation that has the ability to, wow, what are you doing?
What?
I just pulled it out in front of me. Anyways, we're a generation that has the ability to see what's happening on the other side of the world in a matter of seconds. Well, that's not only the bad news in the cop chase in California, but that's also the good news, like this. And, of course, this was the International Faith Conference. We were actually there for three of the services. So, and, of course, we've studied Dr. Winston and a mighty man of God, mighty man of faith, mighty man accomplishing many things for God. So we want you to enjoy this with us. Now, you might not be accustomed to the west side of Chicago, spirit-filled, Holy Ghost in the world.
Which may cause you to say that. What in the world?
I'm sorry. I had something pop up on my... Yes, it's like, what is that all about? So anyways, this might not be your favorite kind of worship music, but I encourage you to just stay with it, pay attention, and worship the Lord. Might not be your kind, but it's very anointing. We've been there. We've been a part of all of this kind of worship, and it is just absolutely anointed of God. And so we encourage you to be a part of that in Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. This is the man. I'll kick it off. And here we go.
Here we go.
On the beat. Keep on stuck. Don't you get tired.
Don't you get tired.
You gotta keep on praying.
Keep on praying.
Keep on believing.
Keep on believing.
Keep on pushing.
Keep on pushing.
Don't you get tired.
Don't you get tired.
Keep on praying, keep on believing,
keep on
trusting,
keep on
believing, don't you
Okay, that's what I was just wondering.
We take it like nothing. Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
That it was like breaking up on his end, but he didn't know if it was just him or ours too. So okay. All right, let's change to, whoops. I'll go to where the... other part is, and we'll see if it's better there.
Thank you for the open heaven. Thank you for the open heaven, God. Pour your glory over us. We lift our voices. We worship you. We release the sound of words. Shift the atmosphere. There is a sound of words. It opens up the floodgates.
I don't know what it is, though, unless it's just the reverberation of the music. I'm not sure. Maybe, okay, we'll just go to the message. Pastor, I know, really wanted to hear this worship because it is amazing worship, but if you can't hear it, then there's not much benefit to it. Okay, let's go to, I see Dr. Winston here. Oops. All right, hopefully we can hear this better. Whoops. Oh my goodness.
Praise the Lord, saints. Amen, amen, amen. Well, this is the last night of our meeting. Have you enjoyed yourself during this meeting? I think it's been a fabulous meeting. Glory to God.
Can everybody
hear
this?
We're going to wrap
okay?
it up tonight. We want some miracles happening tonight.
Okay.
How many of you need a miracle right now? Somewhere you need a miracle. How many of you are expecting a miracle? All right, but you got to expect in this business. Praise God. Well, we have, again, want to read some of the nations that have been taking part in our IFC conference. Pastor David, come up and read those for us. Praise God.
Tuning in with us, we have people from Australia, Argentina, Bahamas, Belgium, Belize, British Virgin Islands, Canada, Chile, Colombia, France, Germany, Ghana, Guatemala, Honduras, India, Indonesia, Ireland, Jamaica, Kenya, Malaysia, Mauritius, Mexico, Namibia, Netherlands, New Zealand, Nigeria, Pakistan, Panama, Peru, Philippines, Singapore, South Africa, St. Kitts and Nevis, Switzerland, Trinidad and Tobago, Togo, U.S. Virgin Islands, United Arab Emirates, United Kingdom, Zambia, and Zimbabwe.
Amen. 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 Now we have here our South Africa office. Praise God, they've come. Why don't you stand one more time? Let people see who you are. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you. Also, we have our Faith Ministers Alliance, FMA. Why don't you stand? Let people see. They're coming, all these pastors, apostles, and prophets. Amen. Thank you. And I'd like all the billionaires to stand with their as well. Praise God. All right. Take your seat. My goodness. Okay. Amen. Just want to welcome all of those who are visiting by stream and you're tuning in. You've been right in here and you've contributed. We thank you so much for all that you've done and how much you've been a good participant in what we're doing. We want to also talk about people who got born again. Let's see, maybe just by virtue, online, how many got born again? 272. Now, we grew quicker and faster during the pandemic than we had ever grown. We were getting them saved and then bringing them in at a certain time, getting them baptized, those who were in the area and so forth like that. But we thank God for it because there is no limit to what God can do. I mean, He can go right there and make it happen. Praise God. Hello, Tuskegee. All right, praise God. We want to also talk about things that are happening. Did Dr. Cornegay come tonight? I don't know. Okay. Dr. Cornegay, why don't you come on up just for a moment here? And just, he's the head of the RISE program. You can tell him what RISE is. We have a short video, and we want to let you know. Here's what we want to let you know. We're putting your money to work. We're making it work, and that's very important with me that you get the right idea of what we're about at this church. And we're about souls at this church. We're about taking that kingdom, establish the kingdom everywhere we go, and making sure that we rescue lost people, lost souls, and so forth, and do what God's called us to do. He had the RISE program. Tell him what RISE stands for. We have a video right after him of a young lady. It's got a powerful testimony. So I want you, if you would take a moment to do that, please. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord, church. Well, thank you, Dr. Winston, Pastor David, and the whole team. RISE stands for Restoring Inheritance and Stewarding Excellence, and it's the vision of Dr. Winston really to take prison ministry to the next level. And so we've been able to take in, amen. So we've been able to take into the jail, Cook County Jail, which I think is one of the most important spaces in our city right now to have an impact in. We're all 77 neighborhoods and all of the surrounding communities within the county of Cook and the collar communities, they all converge there. And so we're having a direct impact there. So we do faith teachings, everything from transform your thinking to foundations, to Bible study, as well as a class that we do during a technology in Division 9 in the Supermax, myself and the ministers that are part of the team, Minister Casey, Minister Elgin, and Minister Tiffany, where we're building websites, teaching people how to build websites from inside of the county jail. So people that encounter our program, they come there understanding how to plot and finesse. They leave our programs understanding how to plan. Mm. So thank all of you for your generous contributions and your support. You may not be able to go in, but praise the Lord, Pastor Winston makes it so that a team, we go in at least 3 days a week right now inside the county jail. We're in 11 institutions. Amen. Dr. Winston has been, he goes in himself too. I just want you to know that.
Also, Dr. Carnegie, because he's been faithful over that, now he's running for office for his state. Maybe you can just tell him.
Yes.
No. We're not advertising.
Amen.
He just happened to be a member of the church.
Amen. Well, Dr. Winston, it says, I think, in 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about governments belong to the church.
Huh.
And the message of God that Pastor Winston teaches, you can't stay still. You have to continue to expand. And so we're going into government, and we're talking about the kingdom of God, taking God's principles and values into our state house. So I'm running for state representative here in the 7th District of Illinois.
Hold on, everybody. I had to move my speaker to see who or to try to let somebody in, and I think I shut everything.
I think you can hear it.
Yeah, okay, good. Oh, my goodness.
I put a timestamp in at the beginning of the message.
I literally think I just shut everything off.
Wow. Can you hear me, Phyllis?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right.
Okay.
You might have to bring some
discernment
yourself.
Might have to preach the discernment myself.
Yep.
Okay, here we go. My way back to here.
Can you hear me again?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Did I mute what?
No, I just wanted to know if you could hear us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what I did and how to get back out of here.
Just so everybody knows, this is actually a very wonderful service, and the worship, if you're listening to it evidently firsthand from YouTube, is very beautiful worship. It's very, very wonderful worship. The words are up so you can sing it, and there's a man, Brandon Robertson. I put some timestamps. It should be the top comment. If you went and clicked on it, it can take you right to that.
To what? The worship?
Just before the message is going to start.
Oh, okay. Host disabled participant screen sharing.
So when I came back in, I became the host?
Well, apparently.
Okay.
And then it stopped the screen from sharing. Well, anyways, did you hear that the worship, they couldn't make it out? It was not coming over very
right.
Well. Okay.
Right. I think that when Brandon leaves it, different, but maybe not. I just realized the timestamp there that it's the last song.
I
at least right to the end of the right to the beginning of the message.
We listened. I skipped up to where Brandon was leading worship too, and they still
right.
couldn't hear it very well. So then we started at the beginning of. Are you still there? Is anyone still there? Oh, my Lord. Hi, Rebecca. Welcome back.
I can see you.
Yeah.
If that helps.
Thank you. I think when Pastor tried to turn over the it shut everything completely down. So, okay, and here's Dan back. So, 23. Welcome back, Dan. Okay, we got to start everything back up again. Establishing your face. Okay. Welcome back, YouTube. Hoping you all made it back with us. We wound up. I'm not sure how it happened, but everything shut down on us, and now we are back. So hope you made it back with us.
I figured Sam was playing with things and then threw everybody out and turned it off.
Yeah, well, he I don't know what he did, but he took the host thing back, so I couldn't pull it back in. And well, or it just switches back and forth. It's funny, when he's in the studio here, then it makes me have to sign in on my computer as a participant when every day I run it as the host. So it's just an odd thing. Welcome back.
I got to give you a lot of credit. You guys can figure that all out.
Oh,
I haven't
my
made
goodness.
Any classes or training on that kind of stuff.
You made it back with us. Okay, so let's go back to here. I need to change the link to there. Oh my goodness. I apologize, guys. This is an amazing service once we get to it and can stay.
I'm having fun just doing this.
Yeah. You don't see Phyllis or Mary back, though. Hopefully they realized that. I think a lot of times people will sit there waiting for it to come back on, not realizing they have to sign back in. That's the thing. Edit. Let me put in here. Post interruption. Oh, I hope Mary can get back, because this will be so good for her. Oh, that was Pastor back in. Okay, so I'm going back here.
So, I apologize. I was trying to get out so that you would be the automatic host, and evidently it shut everything off.
It did. But we're getting it back up and going here.
I had a feeling it was you.
This is what we know. This is a powerful, powerful healing service.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Somebody here needs it. And no weapon formed against us will prosper.
Amen.
Amen.
None. So, my recommendation is to, it's about 1 minute and, or 1 hour and 35 minutes into it, I think.
What is?
Where he starts talking.
Oh, starts the healing?
Yeah.
Ministry part? Okay.
Patient. No.
Oh, well, I'm at 52 minutes right now. Oh, is this just all introduction stuff to, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So we probably should wait a few minutes for everybody else to reconnect back in. You said an hour and 15 minutes?
Are we live or anything?
Yes. Yeah.
We are live on YouTube?
Yes.
How about Blog Talk Radio?
Yes.
All right. So, welcome YouTube. And we're diligently working to bring this healing service to you because there's a powerful anointing at this service. There's a powerful healing anointing on Dr. Winston's life. And so anytime you put those two together, you actually come up with a wonderful mix of God's blessing happening in your life. And so we welcome you to be here tonight. Sister Leanne is working diligently to get it back on. Now, as we said at the beginning of the first time we was on YouTube, we very specifically encourage you to go and search this on the internet, on YouTube. Open up your YouTube app, go there, and you will thoroughly enjoy this message. And what you would search up is 2022 International Faith Conference Healing Service.
Yes.
Search that right on your YouTube, and that will take you right to it. And International Faith Conference Healing Service. And it's the Friday night service. It's the last service of the conference. And International Faith Conference, just a conference on faith. Powerful, powerful time studying and being ministered to by faith. Dr. Winston's got a very simple message tonight that we'll be studying. And if it doesn't work, then I'll teach it myself.
Amen.
But the anointing that's on this service is a powerful anointing. So if you're needing healing in your body, and I encourage you very specifically to study this, because this is a very powerful anointing here.
Okay. Do you want me to go ahead and start it or wait longer for people to come back
in? No, we got to get started because we're going to run out of time.
Okay. All right, and I did put a message in the thread that we were back on, so. Okay, here we go. Whoops, let me get the speaker back up here.
And I was trying to get out of the way so Sister Leanne can do the work, because it always asks me if I want to be the host. And when she's at the studio and I'm remote, the answer always is no. But that didn't seem to come across effectively.
It's all right. We got it. Here we go.
It's all right. We got it. Here we go.
Back to God.
Last year, I had a stroke. My left side was messed up. But I could walk, I could talk, but with limitations. Tonight, My left side no longer hurts. I can run and I can do.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus.
I came in today walking with a cane. I have no heartburn. My heartburn is gone. My body calcified itself.
I'm in the wrong
place. But tonight, the pain in my hips are gone.
Gone. No, no. Where's the cane? Get the cane. Get the cane. Get the cane. Show them.
This was at an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay. What's the name on that video?
International Faith Conference Miracle Healing Service.
What year?
2022.
Well, then what's happened is they've changed it because it was about a 2.5 hour long service.
Well, it says three hours and 4 minutes total. But this is where I'm starting right now is an hour and
so
15
then what
minutes.
That is the testimonies from his meeting in Detroit.
Yes.
So okay. That's not the healing service here. That's a testimony from Detroit.
Right. Okay.
Oh, keep going.
Keep going.
You know, might as well just start it, let it go.
All right.
You're gonna have more music though, so.
Okay.
You can't see the timestamp that I put in?
I can't. I don't have access to it without turning off the other, I don't think. Well, I can try. Do you want me to?
Well, no. Just have to keep moving forward because after that testimony, there's about another 30 minutes of music.
Okay. Well, can you look at the timestamp and just tell me what the time is and I can move to it?
All right. That'll work. We got this. Everybody's waiting. You guys are the most patient.
I was going to say thank you all.
Well, I just to tell you, you know, my children and grandchildren tell me very often, they say, Grandmother, if you were talking to us, I would be listening to it. But that other person, I just didn't want to hear him or her or whatever. So, I mean, they don't get angry with me for sending them the sermons, but they just simply don't love that other speaker as much as they do me.
Right. It's 1 hour, 53 minutes, and 42 seconds.
All right. 1:53. Oops.
Good enough.
Yeah. It keeps wanting to take me to 154. That's all right. We'll do that.
And it doesn't show the screen that's shared.
Oh, okay. How about 152.55? We'll
That'll
do
work.
That. My goodness.
We are going to get this anointing from the service, and your life was going to be blessed in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. All right. Let's go there. And let me get shared again here.
When you think about what we're actually getting accomplished at the studio in the background right now, it's a pretty amazing thing. And what we are able to do and how we're able to reach all of you, it's pretty amazing. Any of you around the world that God's talking to you about being live on YouTube or Zoom or any of that, contact us because we can help you. This opposition is whatever. It's not even opposition. It's just we charge the enemy 7 times and double for the shame for what's going on here.
Yeah.
And
amen.
We just keep right on moving. and doing the work that God gives us to do.
All right, here we go.
Boys, the message you're about to hear is no ordinary message. Get ready to receive a message that will change your life. Let's welcome Dr. Bill Winston.
We got to get started here. Okay. Let's do this. Let's pray first. We'll get started here. And if you got something to give, just put it on the steps. Okay? We'll put it on the steps. But we got to pray. We got to get out of here. All right. Put it on the steps. There you go. Now put it on the ends. Don't bring it to me, because I'm not going to take it. Okay. Put it on the end. All right. Let's go pray. Put it on the end. Obey me. And let's pray. We're going to get started here. Listen, we got to get out of here. This is going to be. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for the word. Thank you for the anointing on me and these lips of clay that I speak this word with excellence, accuracy, and boldness, asking you, think through my mind, speak through my lips, and this word shall come forth unhindered, unchecked by any outside force, and that signs, wonders, and miracles shall follow the word preached. Now we thank you for it. Call it done in Jesus' name. Can somebody shout amen?
Amen.
Take a seat. Take a seat, please. Glory to God. Hello. All right. Now, what we're going to do, and I don't want my praise team to go far because I'm going to sing a song. Not me. We're going to sing a song. It's time for miracles.
Amen.
Time for miracles. I think it does back in Judges chapter 6, verse 13. The angel came to Gideon and said, hey, you know, call him mighty man of valor, so forth. Gideon said, well, now let me ask you this. If God be with us, why is all this befalling us? And where are all his miracles? Now that's a good question, isn't it? If God be with you, where are all his miracles? And I can say the same thing about the church. I said, this is going to be the year of the miraculous. And the reason why is because it takes miracles to turn people from dead gods. And we're going to turn a world from serving the wrong God to serving the right God.
Amen.
Amen. And this supernatural is going to be the major way that we're going to do it. Paul said, my speech and my preaching is not going to be in enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and the power. So your faith will not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Say, it's time for the power of God. All right, so we're going to look at this in terms of teaching you some and give you some instructions out of the Word of God. And then what we're going to do is we're going to let God take over and do some miracles in this house. Say amen. And if you're online, do some miracles online. Praise God. Now, we're going to make it so that online you can be able to text in what happened to you. You're going to keep it small, 120 characters, so you won't be able to be no long testimony and so forth. You can do that later, but right now, we're going to want to text in this. Now, while I'm talking, God's going to be healing. God's going to be delivering.
Amen.
While I'm talking, now the miracles that I'm talking about are not just miracles of healing, miracles of deliverance, but these are going to be miracles of finances as well. Say amen to this.
Amen.
It's going to be miracles of lifting depression off of people who may have been depressed. It's going to be all kinds of miracles. Anything that's wrong with you, we want it removed in the name of Jesus. So what has happened here, if we look at this, it's time for miracles. Now, over in Acts chapter 1:8, I like that scripture because it is really when the power of God came back in the earth and it came on the church. He said, And ye shall receive what? Power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you'll be witnesses unto me in the othermost parts of the earth. So we're going to believe that God's power is going to be here to heal tonight. And this power is the burden-removing, come on, help me, yoke-destroying power of God. And we're going to believe that this is going to happen without anybody even touching you. What he says in the Word of God, he says that when two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So Jesus is here.
Amen.
Going up and down the aisles, doing the same thing he did yesterday, today, and forever. So I'm saying we're going to be looking for miracles. Matter of fact, there's a song called I'm Looking for a Miracle. Where's the piano man? Is he up there? I'm looking for a miracle. I expect the impossible. Am I right about that? So I'm just saying now what we're going to do now, we're not following any specific protocol, but we're just going to follow the Holy Ghost. Because this is the Holy Ghost time. And so here, what I'd like to do is, do I have some singers over there? Okay, sometimes they go and pull their shoes off and carry on. Come on up here. I need some music up here. Because what I'm about to preach is not going to be on a human level. So it's going to be on that miraculous level. Say amen to this.
Amen.
So I want to sing this song first because I want to get your expector up. Sometimes people come in here and don't expect anything. You can't come up in here and not expect anything. You might go to your house and don't expect anything, but if you come in this house, you better expect something. Say amen to that.
Amen.
All right. Well, let's just sing this song one time. Amen. Well, however you want to go. Go ahead.
I'm looking for a miracle.
Hey.
My prayer is impossible.
Yeah.
I feel the invincible. I see the invincible. I'm looking for a miracle. My prayer is impossible. I feel the invincible. I see the invisible. Oh, my God is living to what I can't fathom.
Oh, yeah.
My God is living to what I can't fathom.
Oh, my God.
My God is living to what I can't fathom. Just believe and receive God will perform it today.
to the side right over there. All right, let's start here. Miracles. Over in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, he said, let them have dominion over the fish, sea of the fowl, the air of the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So we have dominion over creeps. Also, it says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham will come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, I'm just saying here that one of the things about a miracle is you've got to expect one. You've got to expect one, because the miracles often take faith to produce them. And how does faith come? By hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So let's look at miracles in the Bible, and let's look at how miracles overrides time, space, and matter. Now here, you've got a miracle, let's say space. Space means distance. So you find here in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 8, and what happened, a centurion came to Jesus and said, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy. Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. And he said something. He said, no. You don't need to come to the house. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Now, what's the unique thing about that? The Bible says over in Matthew and chapter 9 and verse 29, according to your faith, be it unto you. So you can see the situation where Jairus, over in Mark chapter 5, he came to Jesus and he came to him and said, my little daughter lieth at the point of death at the house. You come lay your hands on her and she shall be healed. So Jairus had faith for Jesus coming to the house. But this centurion said, you don't need to come to the house. Now, I'm just saying that because how many people were in hospitals with COVID? And they wouldn't let anybody in there. Well, we don't need to go. Am I right about it? We can speak the word only, and COVID cases will be healed. See, the devil thinks he got you when he can isolate them and won't let you go there to see them. But if you got the kind of faith that the centurion had, and the thing about the centurion, he wasn't a covenant man. He was outside the covenant. I'm talking about he was outside the church. But he had faith because he said, I'm a man where? Under authority. He understood the word. If you just speak the word, I'm going to believe what you say. So I'm asking you, just believe what we say tonight. And if you believe what we say, you're going to get what we say. Holy God. Now, there's another man over there in Genesis, John. And John chapter 4. And this is found in verse 42. And what happened, I think it's verse 42. All right. And what happened was, here is this man. And he was a nobleman. That's what the scriptures describe him as. And he talking about his son was sick. And he told Jesus Jesus said, well, because of your faith, go your way, and he's healed. And he took Jesus' word for it. And over in John chapter 4, verse 52, he said something. He said, okay, when did he begin to amend? Now, what he said is that this was the next day after he encountered Jesus. And the next day after, the servant saw him on the way home and said, hey, your son who was sick, he's healed now. He said, well, when did he begin to amend? You know what that means? When did he begin to gradually get better? You see what I'm saying? I'm saying somebody may not receive right away, but if you keep your faith on it, you will gradually get better. So that's very important. So what I'm telling you is you don't need to be there. You can speak the word only. Now, I'm just saying that I don't need to lay hands on you if you'll just receive what I say. And tonight, whatever you've got is going to be healed. I'm talking about stuff that you've been dealing with for 38 years. God said tonight is your night. I said tonight is your night in Jesus' name. How many of you know he wants everybody healed? He wants everybody healed. Well, that, all right, let's just keep going. Here is the next case, Mark chapter 1 and verse 42. This is when a leper there. The leper said, if thou will, thou can make me whole. Jesus said, I will. Come on, he's saying that about you. I will. See, the problem is not with the sender. The problem is with the receiver. I will. So he didn't say, well, okay, now how did you get that way? Now, how much of that cannabis you were smoking? Now, he didn't say that, did he? He said, I will. So what am I saying to you? I'm saying, stay away from that cannabis. No, this is a tough section over here, boy. You got to get out of over here, man. You can't stay over here too much. Okay. You know, you can go over to some parts of your church congregation, and they'll pull different things out of you that you didn't intend to say. So it ain't my fault. All right. So what happens? I'm saying that the next in Mark chapter 2, because Mark chapter 2 is a place where you, Mark's gospel is a place where you see straightway or immediately. And Mark has a bunch of those. So what you have to do is you have to read those so you'll get faith for straightway. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so what happens? Here is in Mark chapter 2. This is when a man was lowered down from the roof. Four of his friends, I call them poor crazy friends, because they didn't regard protocol. And so what they did is they took this man and started lowering him down. They tore open the roof. How would you like somebody to come to your house that you're having a Bible study in there and can't get in and tear open your roof? It's the same deal. And they tore it open and they lowered the man down. And Jesus saw the man, and over in verse 11 and verse 12, he told the man, he said, hey, thou art healed. Take up your bed and walk and go to your house. And so here's the man, but is the man's condition. He was paralyzed. Now, I don't know whether you've ever seen people that are paralyzed before, but that's the case. They can't even move. Am I right about it? So here was the man, and they took him and hauled him up on top of that roof. I'm glad that they didn't just tilt that thing and that man just fall off of there and so forth. But anyway, my point to you is he was paralyzed. Now I'm saying whether there might be something in your body that hadn't moved for a while. Are you following what I'm saying? I'm saying tonight we're going to believe for healing anointing. Now, if you go on to Mark chapter 3, this is when a man had a withered arm. He had a withered arm. I don't know how he got it, but he did. And Jesus showed up in the synagogue. And he looked around about them, and they looked at him. They were mad at him because he's healing everybody. And he told the man, stretch forth your hand, verse 5. And he stretched it forth, and what happened to his hand? Anybody know what happened to the man's hand? It became, read it, it became whole just like the other. And I'm saying some part of your body might be weak, but tonight it's going to be made whole just like the other. You got what I'm saying? Now notice who's here. Who's here? Well, we know Jesus is here because he said, where two or three are gathered together, there I am in the midst. So we know he's here. Who else is here? The Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is waiting on us. We're not waiting on him. So I'm going to be speaking things that's going to give the Holy Spirit the license, if you will, to go ahead and get the job done. When I said for this, in, when I was working at IBM, and I was really walking in faith, and we had no business, and the economy was down the last day of the month, and I didn't know what I was going to do. God said, speak the word. And so I said, my sister called, and she said, how are you doing this month? I said, I'm doing just fine, thank you. You call me at 5 o'clock today, I'll have so much business I can't put it on the book. And I put the phone down. Well, what happened? 12 o'clock that day, my marketing rep started calling me, hey, Phil, we got this, we got that. I said, bring it on in. So at 5 o'clock, I'm booking business, booking enough for me, booking enough for the managers, booking enough for my boss. And my boss looked over my shoulder and said, hey, that's enough, Bill. Let's save some for next time. Well, why didn't he let me book it all? Because of my work. The Holy Ghost is going as far as I can speak. And I'm telling you, this whole section going to be here in Jesus' name. We got the devil what we wanted. The whole section, give me that warning. We got the devil where we want him now. I said, we got the devil where we want him now. I'm telling you right now that I said the whole section over there shall be healed. And I'm telling you right now, this section too. Glory to God. I'm talking about being healed. This is your day. This is your day. I'm talking about healing. I'm talking about deliverance. I'm talking about this is your day. Well, this is your day. This is your day. Woo! I'm looking for a miracle. Sit down. Now, when I threw that, it went all the way back to the balcony. Receive it by faith. Say, I receive that in the name of Jesus. See, I just follow the Holy Ghost. Because when the Holy Ghost tells me, okay, do this, I just do it. Yep. When Jesus was at the wedding and they needed some wine, what did happen? He said, they have no wine, Jesus. Jesus said, well, what is that to me? My hour has not yet come. And she said to the people that were with her, whatever he says to you, come on, just do it. Are you following what I'm saying? This is where we are now, folks. You don't have to think nothing out anymore. Yeah, I said, you don't have to think anything out. Just hear the voice of God. Whatever he says to you. Didn't I say everybody over here is going to be here? Didn't I say it? In the name of Jesus. Now, so here people expected a miracle. And in Mark chapter 5, there's a woman with an issue of blood. And she had it how many years? 12 years. And had gone to many physicians. There's nothing wrong with the doctor. But sometimes it can get beyond what the doctor can do. And you might be tonight beyond what the doctor said he can do. I got good news for you. I'm expecting a miracle for you. There's a shofar. There's a shofar. Sit down. So what can I say? I'm just saying miracles, miracles, miracles. Marks straightway. Immediately. See what I'm saying? Now we got another one over there in Mark chapter 5. And I've forgotten what it is, but it was over there. It's 42. Amen. Now, I'm just saying these people have different conditions. And these conditions many times can't be touched by the physicians. They just don't have enough knowledge. But with that anointing and that anointing on this house, it removes burdens, come on, and destroys yokes. I don't care what you've got. It's got to go. When? Immediately. So if you look at Mark chapter 7, Mark chapter 7 is when it was a woman, she was a Syrophoenician, starting at Mark chapter 7, verse 25 to verse 30. And she said her daughter was vexed with the devil or whatever she had. What is that? Is that the Lord talking, or is that? You mean it's time for the abundance of rain? Saying, I'm saying that it's not, nothing is hard about this. This is very easy, very simple, because God is on your side. Jesus said this. He said, it's not me, the Father, but it's the Father in me. He's doing the work. He said, now, John chapter 14 and verse 12, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, come on, help me, shall he do also, and what? Greater works than these shall he do, because I'm going to the Father. So I've had all kinds of things that happened to me and so forth in terms of healing miracles. But I'm just saying God now is wanting to heal his people. And the Bible says in Psalm 105 and verse 37, he brought them forth also with silver and gold, come on, and there was not what? One feeble one among their tribes. I go back to Matthew chapter 4, and he said he healed them all. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, and he healed every sickness and every disease. Over in Matthew chapter 15, starting at verse 29, he healed them, and the Bible says he healed those that were maimed. That means that he created a new part. So tonight we're looking for creative miracles. Come on, don't put anything too hard for the Lord. That's what he says over in there in Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? So I'm just saying God can create things. I want to show you a picture of my friend David Oyedepo. And one of the people that were listening to his teaching, they came out that night, they went to bed, they had an implant in their arm to elbow, all that joint got blown out or something. But they woke up the next morning, and this is what they saw. They saw here the iron piece or plastic piece was laying beside their arm, and their arm was totally healed. With no trace of stitches, no trace of a scar, no trace of anything. I said, you might have been abused years ago, but we're going to leave no trace. Come on, in your mind and in your heart tonight, come on, that you have suffered at all, God's going to remove all trace of what happened to you in the past. Say amen.
Amen.
So I'm saying to you tonight, when we had pandemic and it was all closed up, we had this same thing happen where God, my secretary called, said, Pastor, you've got to schedule healing meetings. So we scheduled it months in advance, but everything got shut down. She said, are you going to have it? I said, let me ask the Lord. I said, Lord, we're going to have it? He said, yeah. Is anything too hard for the Lord? And when he said that, I said, okay. So I got here, nobody but me. We had me up there, and they had an old tape of the praise team, and they played that. It was nobody but me here. And the music man who could just play a little chords and so forth. So I got up here just like the place had 10,000 people. And I began to talk about healing and then to talk about Jesus. Over in Hebrews chapter 13:8, he's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Was he healing yesterday?
Yeah.
Is he healing today?
Yeah.
Is he going to heal next week?
Yeah.
He is forever a healer.
Yeah.
And he kept coming in, and I said, now he's going to heal you. Now I'm going to call it out. Now as I call it out, then you got to know that that's yours.
Yeah.
And you take that, and watch God manifest his healing power. Because the Holy Ghost doesn't have to go anywhere to be everywhere. And he is doing the manifestation of the Word of God. So tonight, we're going to believe something. We're going to believe that you're going to be healed. Why? Because it's already written in heaven. Now, remember what he said. You don't need to come to the house. Speak the word what? Only, and my servant shall be healed. When those people came in with all those orders in IBM, I can't say they were all saved, but it doesn't make any difference. When the word is gone forth, God will use a donkey as you have to use one to make that word come to pass. So we're going to believe the word, that if the word is released tonight, that you're going to experience healing in your body.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, I don't know what you got and how long you had it, but I do know this. Jesus healed them all. Say it again. Jesus heals them all. One more time. Jesus healed them all in Jesus' name. So he is no different. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we're going to believe that he's going to heal them. And he's going to hear you tonight. And you don't care what anybody says about it. You're going to take your healing right now. Say
amen.
Glory to God. I said glory to God. Jesus is a healer. Jesus is in the house. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I'm saying, I'm expecting a miracle. I'm expecting one right now. I'm expecting manifestation. I'm expecting the power of God to override the power of the devil. I'm expecting everything that's in your body that's under the curse got to go. Come on, I'm expecting if you had a mastectomy, you will have new breasts tonight. I'm expecting if you've had your ovaries removed, you'll get new ovaries tonight. Come on, don't make me say all of this. I'm expecting if you want some more hair, you're going to get some more hair tonight. All you got to do is determine how good you want it to look. And I'm telling you right now, you got to think crazy thoughts. Now, they're really not crazy. They're God's thoughts. But he said, I want you to think my thoughts. Nothing's too hard for me. If you need to lose 50 pounds, you're going to get it if you believe tonight. We're getting rid of all diabetes tonight. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Boy, that came out right there. Say amen. We're getting rid of all lung diseases right now. In the name of Jesus. We're getting rid of all organ diseases right now. That whatever's been afflicting your organs will never afflict you again in your life. I speak new organs in your body right now in Jesus' name. Come on. I'm talking about blood pressure. I command your veins and arteries to be clean in Jesus' name. I declare all eye diseases, ear diseases, throat diseases, I command you to be healed now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. I command all pain and sickness to be healed now in the name of Jesus. Okay, I'm about to say something now. I command reverse on your aging process right now in Jesus' name. Woo-hoo. Woo, that's going to get the devil right there. All premature aging is reversed right now in Jesus' name. All pain in your shoulders, in your teeth, in your hands, in your feet, in your legs, in your muscles, in your organs, in your side, in your back, in your head, in your arm, all pain is removed now in Jesus' name. New body parts in you right now in the name of Jesus. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now, I want you to do this right now. Watch me. Don't do anything. Got it? I want you to do that on the count of three. One, two, three. All right, it's done right now. Everything I said is done right now. No, stop waving your hands. Start thanking God. You at home, start thanking God. Come on. Come on. Lift your hands up. Come on. Give him some praise. All debts are canceled right now in Jesus' name. You've been to the doctor over and over again, and you've even had some surgery. This, no more trips. God saying, I'm healing you tonight. I'm right now, what you went to them for, I'm taking care of tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, have mercy. I said, Lord, have mercy. Let me see what I hear. I want to hear something. Glory to God. Woo, woo. I said, woo, woo. God is resetting some things. Lord, have mercy. He's going to reset your finances. Watch this. The money that you wasted, he's going to bring it back. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Now, God is telling me to tell you to move right now from side to side. See, that anointing is going into your body. That anointing is going into every part of your body. Come on, that anointing is going into from your head to your feet. That anointing that's in the house is right now making you whole. It's making you whole. It's delivering you from every pain, every sickness, every disease, every infirmity. It's delivering you right now. Come on. It's delivering you right now. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Woo! Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hey! Woo! Glory to God. Yadekisatarama. Yadekisitarama. Gorobamandarakasatarama. Making the Vakositata. Gidabamandarakositarama. Rokasatarabahande. Making the Rabasata. I cancel all cancer in the name of Jesus. No more heart palpitations in the name of Jesus. Your heart is getting to be the heart of a healthy 16-year-old in Jesus' name. Now say, I receive that. Bring my group back up here. Glory to God. I said glory to God. See, a lot of that's been caused by sorcery. And we're cutting off the sorcerer. We're cutting that sorcerer off right now in the name of Jesus. We're cutting the sorcerer off right now in the name. Come on, blow that horn again. We're cutting that sorcerer off in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Blow the shofar. That means you're being set free. That means everything that was holding you in bondage is now releasing you. This is your jubilee. This is your time of freedom. Whomever the sun sets free is free indeed. You're free right now. I said you are free. Hey, free in your body. Free in your bones. Free in your joints, free in your hands, free in your eyes, free in your ears, free in your throat, free in your organs, free in your feet, free in your knees, free in everything is free in Jesus' name. All right. I'm going now to the next phase. I understand the Holy Ghost still working. Come on, I'm looking for instant miracles, but there are miracles where you are starting to amend. But either way, you received it.
Amen.
All right, now what I want you to do is take your seat, and anybody that noticed something different in their body, get up out of here. Come on up here with me. I want to testify. I want you right now to tell people what Jesus just did for you. I want you to come on up. That's right. Come on up. Come on, stand with me right up here. Come on, because he did something. That pain is gone. Come on. That thing that happened to you is gone. Line up over here. Stop right there. That's it. and come on back here. Come on, come on, come on. That's not all. That's not all. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. And we're getting some. I want you to tweet me or whatever and tell me what happened to your body. Praise God. I want you to come up. Come on. We got some testimonies here. All right. Let's start over here. Glory to God. Giving God the praise. Get out from in front of her so the people can see her for Christ's sake. All right. All right.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and tell me what happened to you.
I was aching on the side. I've been aching on my side for about 2 weeks, and I am just absolutely healed. Absolutely.
All right. Praise God. Give Jesus praise. Come on. That's not all. That's not all. Devil, you are a liar. You are a liar and the vengeance of the Lord against every sorcerer that's trying to come against this meeting. I release God's vengeance against you right now, you agent of the devil. I release his vengeance against you. I release miracles in this house in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. All right, go ahead. Let me hear what you got.
I am healed tonight. I am a survivor of 6 strokes. I came in here on a cane. I walked up here without it. I believe. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Give Jesus praise. Come on, we're going to give Jesus praise. All right, you go. Hold on, hold on, hold on just a minute. All right, now go.
I got a report from my doctor on Tuesday that I had. That I have arthritis on my knees, but I do not feel it at all. I wasn't able to do this, but now I am, and I thank the Lord for it.
Give Jesus praise. Come on, we're going to give Jesus some praise in this house. Come on, let's go. Keep going.
I want to thank God for all the blessings that he has put on my life. I mean, I've been through. I'm 63 years old, and I represent Jesus, and I love him. He has totally healed me tonight. I believe I receive right now in Jesus' holy name and his mighty name and his glorious name.
Let's give
Hallelujah.
Him praise. Let's give him praise. Over here. Come on out. Over here. Yeah.
I was healed. My right shoulder was healed when I had back pain, and the doctor had just given me a prescription to go to a chiropractor, but now I don't need it. And I know.
Wait a minute. Turn to the side. Turn to the side. What happened? What happened? All right, no, you stand here. I'm trying to get him out of the way. What happened?
I had pain in my right shoulder because I had fallen, and it's been going on for a while.
Yep.
And I finally got a prescription from the doctor to go to a chiropractor. I mean, the pain was so bad it was in my back, and it would hurt me to lift up my arm. But now I don't feel the pain anymore.
Can you lift it up?
Yeah.
Give God praise with it. Give him praise with it. All right, over here.
Hello. I've been healed. I had suffered a stroke in 19. So I walked with no support when I came from under the stroke. And so tonight, I have some tingling in my feet.
Yeah.
Tonight, I am healed by the stripes of Jesus
All right,
Christ.
Let's...
I am 72 years old, and I thank you, God, for all you've done for me.
Okay, now let me say, you've had some tingling in your feet
in
tonight.
My feet.
Now, what does that mean when you have tingling in your feet?
That means I feel like I'm not walking right. I'm walking sideways.
You're walking sideways.
And everything.
All right. Now, can you feel your feet?
Yes, I can.
How does your feet feel?
They feel fine.
All right, that's all I want. Over here. All right, face that way.
Thank you, Jesus. I had suffered from food poisoning, and some bacteria was eating away at my body.
Oh.
I went from a size 14 to a size 2 in almost just 3
All right.
weeks.
Just
and
what
my
happened
body,
now? What happened
my
now?
Body does not feel the gas and the pain, and I believe that whatever this foreign substance is still going to be coming forth and exiting out of my body. I couldn't hardly walk in here, and I've been able to praise God to stand
How
up here.
How can you walk now? Can you walk
yes,
now?
Yes, sir.
Let me
yes,
see you walk.
Sir,
Let
yes.
me see you walk there. All right, next, over here. Come here. Look at here. Turn it. All right, what happened to you?
All the anxiety is gone, and I'm breathing healthy now.
Wow. So it was up in here. It was there. You feel it separated now. It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Give God praise for it.
I have peace in my mind. When I came into my mind, I was like kind of tormented. But now I have peace, and I just feel my joy is coming back.
That's what I'm saying. Give Jesus some praise for some joy. Turn around that way.
I had a stroke in October, and I couldn't move this leg at all. I was dragging it, and I went to physical therapy. But after that, I still was hurting and aching. But tonight, that pain is gone. I don't even feel it.
That's what I'm talking about. I know what you're talking about. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Some of y'all need to do that. Do the twist.
Hello, everyone. My name is Florence, and I've been going to Living Word Christian Center since November of 2021. I had been diagnosed with bipolar schizoaffective from I was 30-something years old. I've been off of my medication for 4 weeks, and I feel so good. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, over here. Over here.
I broke my foot about 6 weeks ago, and I'd been playing tennis, and I haven't been able to really walk straight, and I've been just kind of favoring it. Even tonight, when I was doing something earlier, I slipped and hurt my foot, and I was like, man, I won't be able to walk again, but I received the healing.
Okay.
And there's no pain in my foot. I'm not going to do the twist, but I can. It's not hurting. It's not. That's the foot that it was on right there.
That's what I'm talking about. Everybody can't twist like that lady. Well, I'm telling you. Okay, one here.
I just want to praise God. I was doing the fast during this conference, and yes. I've come every single night with my kids. 4 years ago, I went to a cardiologist after having my 5-year-old son, and I was told that my heart would still and stop. I heard you praying about heart palpitations ceasing and desisting, and I know right now my heart is beating clearly right now. Amen.
You receive. Give Jesus a praise. Give him praise.
Praise the Lord. When I came in here yesterday, I have a hiatal hernia, and I have esophagus, lesion from my esophagus. My mother passed with esophagus cancer, and I'm like, that's not my portion in Jesus' name. But yesterday it was really bugging me, and they say they can't find anything wrong. They put me on all these medications, and I had the stomach go up into my chest, and it was bothering me so bad yesterday, and I fought it to get here. The enemy was trying to fight me to get here, but God told me that somebody is doing self-sorcery on you. But right now, I do not feel anything. Yes. I know God touched me.
Now give him praise for it. Over here.
Hi, good evening. I slipped my disc about 10 years ago, and I elected not to have a spinal surgery. And during worship, I felt the Lord realigning my spine. So I really
can you move, okay, and so forth.
I can move.
Can you kind of? Amen. All right. Okay. Come on, give Jesus praise. All right, we've got some that came in, and they came in via text. And so, Pastor David, I want you to read some of those. We need a microphone over here somewhere.
I have one?
Okay,
I have a lavalier. Right. Just turn on my lavalier, please.
If you'd stand, or you want to put them on the board?
No. Do they have them to put them on the board? No, sir. I'll read them.
Okay, now, we had a system set up. And I guess before the service, it broke. I don't know what's happened with that. You know, you got to keep the devil bound. Y'all haven't learned that yet. You got to learn that. All right, go.
My neck had a pinching pain on my right side, and now there's no more pain. I've been healed from pain in my left hand that I have had for several weeks. I fell on Saturday and Wednesday. I was sore and swollen. I can walk today. There's no more pain in my legs. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing. My elbow has been hurting for a month now, and it's not hurting anymore. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. I was having my foot and getting ready for surgery on my back on Monday, but the pain is all gone. Oh, it's gone praise. In both places.
Now, this coming Monday, she was getting ready for surgery, but God did surgery before this coming Monday.
Pain on my knee joints and on my feet have left. They have been healed. I was limping and had been hurting for 4 months. My hands and feet were in pain, and I feel no more pain anymore.
Praise God.
Had lockjaw with constant pain, but all pain and stiffness is gone. Totally healed.
Give Jesus praise for that.
Hallelujah. My eyesight is clear. I was dealing with blurred vision, but I see totally clear now.
Come on, give him praise for that. Eyes clear in Jesus' name. Go.
Rheumatoid damaged elbow is now straight. Pain from dislocated right shoulder is gone. I had persistent pain in thigh and hip bone. The pain is gone. Somebody said glaucoma was healed. There's testimonies coming in every 2 seconds.
Praise God.
I know my left breast had been diagnosed, but now the tumor is gone. It's been totally healed. My eyesight was blurry with glaucoma. I can see now.
Now see these consistencies of the same thing happening. They didn't know each other, but each one is getting the same thing. Eye healed and so forth. Every lump in a breast is now dissolved in Jesus' name. Is now dissolved in the name of Jesus. Keep going.
I had lower lumbar surgery several times. I got out of the chair now with no pain.
Woo.
And did a hallelujah dance.
Amen.
Tightness in chest is gone. People are saying healed from diabetes, no more hip pain. Jesus healed me of high blood pressure. My ankle was swollen. Swelling is completely gone now. Healed from back pain, shoulder pain gone, hand pain gone. My organs were healed from having pain for 2 days now. Miraculous healing. This week I fell and hit my head on the bumper of an SUV. My head was swollen and sore, but now the pain is gone and I'm claiming my healing.
I'm glad
Amen.
She's here. Praise God. Amen. Whoever it is. One more. Okay.
One more. For the past week and a half, I have been dealing with a viral infection, non-COVID, and have had a terrible cough. After praise and worship, it's been completely gone.
I told you, praise.
Completely gone.
Completely. Come on, let's give Jesus. Come on, let's give Jesus. I'm looking for a miracle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo!
I said the impossible. I feel the invincible.
Saints of God, we've had a great time this week. God has been good to us. I just want to thank everybody for coming. And amen. I really do. You don't know. Everything you do for God and with God, you're going to have to do by faith. So I had to believe by faith everything was going to work out. We had some changes and so forth. But God is faithful. And I'm telling you, and just blessed us and so forth. My wife was in the back praying. You know how she is. She doesn't like to be seen. But can you go get your mama and see if your mama can come? All right, so... but I tell you, now remember what I said. When did he begin to amend? So some of that started tonight. Keep your faith on it. Don't let your faith fail. Just keep your faith on it. Watch what God's going to do. Just say, I believe I've received my healing in Jesus' name. Glory to God. What did she say? She's coming? She's what? And volunteer. Oh, let me thank the volunteers. Thank the volunteers for all they've done for us. Glory to God. Come on, Sister Winston. Amen, amen. I'm telling you, this woman here, this is my woman right there. You know that. Amen. What? Oh, call for souls. Take your seat. 1 minute. It might be some people here, you've never given your life to the Lord. I'm calling for you right now. Why? Because God desires that all be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. If you're outside of the covenant of God, you've never publicly received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, please do it tonight. I want to take you and I want the privilege of bringing you into the kingdom and watch what's going to happen to your life. Everything shall change. You're going to experience things that you've never experienced before. You're going to go to a level that you couldn't go to without God. But God is now, through Jesus Christ, has made a way that we can come back home to the Father. So if you're here and you say, that's me, I need the Lord in my life. I've tried everything, nothing's working, or maybe you don't know what your future is or how to get there. You need the Lord. Because he made you and he knows what he made you to be. So if you're here tonight, I'm asking you, let me have the privilege of bringing you into the kingdom, just like somebody did me years ago on the north side of Chicago. Here's what I want you to do. Take a step of faith right where you are. Get up out of your chair. Come up here and stand with me right here at the altar. And let me pray for you right now and watch some things change in your life. Is there anybody here? Come on, just give them a hand clap, folks. I know God always has somebody who wants to come home. Come on, somebody who wants to give their life. Come on, somebody who wants to live better. Come on, whoever that is, come on down. Come on, stand with me right here at the altar and watch what God does with your life. Come on, stand right here. Praise God. Come on, stand right here. Glory to God. Come on. Come on down. Come on down. Come on. Keep coming. Give them a hand clap. This is people coming home. We're coming home. Come on. Keep clapping. We're breaking the power of the enemy over their lives, over their minds. Praise God. Come on, I'm about to close. Anybody else say, hey, I need to come. Glory to God. Woo. All right, I'm going to pray for these that have come. If you would, lift your right hand up to heaven for me, please, the other right. And lift your right hand up to heaven and repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I come to you now,
just as I am.
You know my life.
You know
how I've lived. Forgive me, Lord.
I
repent of my sins.
I believe
Jesus Christ
is
the Son of God.
He
died for my sins.
And
on the third day, he was raised from the dead.
Lord
Jesus, I ask you, come into my heart. Live your life in me and through me from now on.
From
this day forward,
I belong
to you. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All right, you can put your hands down. Now, we've got one of our ministers over here. He's going to take you in the back. He's going to give you some instructions. The instructions that he's going to give you, same instructions Jesus gave his disciples. Follow the instructions. If you came with somebody, they will wait on you until you get done. Why? Because this is going to be the first day of the rest of your life. This is it. Turn to your right. Follow him. Amen. God bless you. Good to see you. Good to see you. Give them a hand clap as they come. If you're online and you receive Jesus Christ, I want you to download my book called Born Again and Spirit Filled. It's going to tell you what the next steps are as a new believer. Also, I want you to know online that you can enroll in our class. It's called Foundations. And so what you do is go online, send us your email. We'll keep it private. We'll put you up in our class. I teach it myself by video. And I want you to go through that class so you will have unshakable faith. This is the time that you need faith. Amen. But welcome into the kingdom of Almighty God. Amen. And I will open up my heart to and say,
Jesus Christ is the way.
Father, we thank you for this meeting. Thank you that you love us. That you protect us. That your blessings keep coming on us. And as we leave this place for not your presence, that your love, peace, power, and grace abide with us forever. Lord, thank you for a great conference in the name of Jesus. And some believers shout, amen.
Amen.
Greet somebody around you. Tell them Jesus loved you and so do we. And thank you for coming. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Couldn't find my button there. So there was the healing service, and we're believing. Four healings. Did anybody feel a healing happen during that? Oops. Oh my goodness.
Are we there?
I'm trying to get back to you. I think so. I hear you. Do you hear me?
I hear you, yep.
All right.
What happened?
What happened? The service just ended. And so
All right. Now
I'm unsharing the screen.
All right. There we go.
And
well,
now we're back to us.
Welcome. Welcome, everybody, back to us.
Yeah, back to us.
Thank God for the healing anointing that's on that service.
Yeah.
Now, you might be with us tonight and be saying, well, I didn't quite feel that same healing anointing that you say was there. But I encourage you to get the video out and pull it up and study it again. Don't just watch, study. A lot of times in our day, we come to the statement of, well, let's watch this preacher. But you don't want to watch. You want to study to show yourself approved unto God. And then you want to study and restudy and restudy and restudy. And every bit of what was said tonight and the message, according to God's holy word about healing, is still in activity right now today.
Yeah, amen.
Still available. Even though that was last Friday night, a week ago. Right? That's what it was, a week ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though it was a week ago.
90 seconds.
It's still there. It's still active. It's still working. It's still powerful. And you and I just have to avail ourselves to it. Now, I want you to think about it from this point of view. When was healing actually provided by Jesus? I was making that a rhetorical question. According to the word of God, before the foundation of the world.
Yeah.
Because this plan was set up by the Father before the foundation of the world. And so what you and I have to do is learn to avail ourselves to what's already been done. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, I believe it. I know God heals. I believe he heals. But there has to come a point, just like when you were born again, where you say, I receive the healing power of God in my life. And then you begin to go to war for it so that you can be healed. Now, everybody give me just a second here. I just got the batteries going dead sound. So let me get some juice.
Plug it in.
There we go. There it is. We did it.
Hallelujah.
Now, so the reason why I'm saying this right now is Dr. Winston, by the Spirit of God, called out many different things and said that this would be healed. Every single one of them that had anything to do with you, because you were here receiving, you have every reason, every bit of access to that, just like the people that were sitting there.
Yeah, amen.
No different than the fact that you can be born again watching somebody's a video from somebody's service that happened 50 years ago, and if that preacher preaches in the manner that you believe, you can be born again from that preacher's prayer that happened 50 years ago. People are still being healed by Oral Roberts videos and A.A. Allen's videos and what was the lady's name? Catherine Coleman videos.
Yeah.
Why? Because it was containerized and then made available for you and I to be able to receive it. And so we're glad that you're with us. Now, I want everybody that's with us still. I can't see how many of you are with us. I'm actually on my way to my house right now. I'm already out of the semi into my own truck. And glory be to God, I'm going home today. Everybody say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I receive this anointing tonight.
I receive this anointing tonight. Amen.
In my own body. In my spirit and in my soul. In my mind and my understanding. So that I can receive absolutely everything that you have for me in this day.
That you have for me in this day.
I will be known as a person of great faith.
I will be known as a person of great faith.
So that I can be a blessing to the kingdom of God.
so that I can be a blessing to the kingdom of God.
Now, you ready? We're going to use our faith. Say this with me. So I declare. Just like the children of Israel.
Just like the children of Israel.
Not one feeble one amongst us.
There is not one feeble one amongst us.
Because we continually come to the blood of Jesus.
Because we continually come to the blood of Jesus.
And his broken body. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
When you think about what happened with the children of Israel, on that night of the first Passover, every one of them were healed because the book of Psalms says there was not one feeble one amongst them. Not one feeble one amongst them. And that means the whole flock of them, when they marched out of Egypt that day, were healed and made whole in Jesus' mighty name. And off they went into the wilderness for a 14-day journey, across the Red Sea, up into Canaan, and they were going to be taking the land. And then, oops, now let's rebel and do something in our own way. So
yeah.
Help us, Jesus. We're not the rebellious. We're the receivers.
Amen.
We're not the gripers. We're not the gripers. We're the praisers.
Yes.
Amen.
We're not the fearful. We're the conquerors.
Amen.
We're the conquerors.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
So, just like the children of Israel on the night of the Passover, when they left Egypt, let's receive our communion elements together right now. And those of you at home, maybe you just tuned into this, you might be like, wow, what's going on here? Well, what's going on here is a bunch of people that believe the power of Almighty God and walk with God every day and grow.
Hey, you disappeared. Where you at? Are you there, Leanne? Pastor Sam went away.
I am here. I was getting my communion element. Oh, he did disappear?
Yeah, honey. I mean, he was talking real good, and all of a sudden, it's like he was jerked off the face of the earth.
Oh, my goodness. You must have gone through a no signal area again. Isn't that?
Well, he was doing real good for a minute there.
Okay, so, well, we'll go ahead and read verses, and he'll pop back in.
Would you like for me to read?
Sure, if you would like to, that would be awesome.
Let's see, that's 1 Corinthians 11, right?
Yep.
And verse 23?
Yep.
Okay, I got so many things stuck in my Bible holding, like bookmarks that I got to be careful here. Okay. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Okay, that's all I read there, right? And then I go to 1 John 4.
Yep.
16 to 19. Okay, let me get this bookmarked in the right place. Okay. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us.
Amen.
And that's agape, God's holy love, unselfish love.
Amen.
And now, as we have been studying this so diligently for the last 2 years, we've learned that word, because fear has torment, that's also the word for trauma.
Yeah.
Because many people have been traumatized, and it turns into being a torment in their life. And that's why you'll hear me say most days on our communion time, I bind you trauma from people's lives of any kind. Because trauma is a physical, emotional response to an event that happened that was traumatic. And, you know, it can be a car accident or, you know, something severe like that. But it's also, many people have been traumatized by divorce and separation, or living in a city where there was great violence and just always lived in that same traumatic situation. Can you open the garage door, love?
Oh, yeah.
He's home.
Everybody's like, what does that have to do with community? And so we declare over you every time we come here, and I do it many times. Just as I pray for all of you, I pray for you guys all the time. And I just say, deliver every one of us from every traumatic event that has happened. Normal response in a bad situation, you know, normal thing.
You're losing signal going in.
Now, just manage. So you talk. Do I sound harsh in doing it?
Oh, there you're back.
There we go.
No, we had lost you for a second.
Thank you, Lord. Home. So, thank God that we have the ability. Think about this right now. I have the ability in Williston, North Dakota, as an ambassador of the cross, to declare that trauma is removed from people's lives anywhere in the world, and it actually come to pass by the spoken word, because I believe, and by the received word, because somebody believes somewhere around the world. Remember what Dr. Winston just taught? The centurion said, speak the word only. Now, let's receive our communion elements. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. That way we know you are in right standing with God Almighty. Here we go. Everybody pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day. Just for me.
And you rose again on the third day.
Just for me.
We got all kinds of noises tonight.
Wow.
There we go. I receive all of your love, mercy, grace, and righteousness.
I receive all of your love, mercy, grace, and righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
With all of you.
With all of you.
Be with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life as a believer every day.
And live a successful life as a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I'm going to turn my phone off and make it actually all the way into the office, so I'll be right with you.
Okay.
All right.
We have been working all the time putting out cords in my arms.
Oh, my goodness, Mary.
We poke after poke after poke after poke, but it finally got in. Oh,
wow.
Trying to miss the program, though.
That's all right. We can send you the link.
Can you go on YouTube and pick it up like I do?
Yes.
I can. Yes, I'm probably going to go on YouTube and pick up, read the word, listen to that.
Oh, well, I mean, after this goes off, I'll go on YouTube and watch it again every time. Because there's always so much that I haven't been able to copy down.
Yeah, is it, will it be on there right away?
Yeah.
Immediately,
yes.
It does.
Yes.
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 It's always available as soon as we're finished. Now, welcome. Good to have you with us. Good to be here. Good to be in the house. For those of you who just prayed the prayer, follow us continually. Because we will help you walk in the paths of righteousness. Like we say all the time, you may wonder, what just happened to me? Well, what just happened is God Almighty just came to live on the inside of you.
Amen.
And that is an absolutely amazing part. You want to point your finger down right there and say our email address and website is right there?
Our email address website is right there in the notes of the program.
We want you to connect with us in Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Let's receive our communion elements together. Should I be over there so I can lead? All right.
Yes.
I guess I could have left the elements here and just changed yours.
Yeah.
All right, you guys have to excuse me because I don't look as clean and pretty as Sister Leanne does. Here we go. Let's lift our offering. In the world is that in? Offering items.
So I don't have the communion bread and wine, but can I listen anyway?
Well, and you can take it by faith, Mary.
Oh, good.
God said, speak to the mountain to be removed, and that's one that's there. And then when he said fishes and loaves, there wasn't enough to feed that much, but pray this with me. I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression. You were bruised. For my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body. From your broken body, Jesus.
From your broken body.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive the broken body together. Thank you, Jesus. You endured the cross, despising the shame, and are set down at the right hand of the majesty on high. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's lift up the cup of blessing. I just realized I got my hand on. Pray this with us. By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with my Father. By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission.
And I am free from sin. By the blood of Jesus, I'm a new creation.
By the blood of Jesus, I'm a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
And behold, all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly.
By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace every day.
To the throne room of grace every day.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony.
I overcome. By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over.
By the blood of Jesus, every plague has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
And purged means permanent. My robes are made white. And that's what decorates the holy city.
And that's what decorates the holy city.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
The glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
When Jesus comes for me.
When Jesus comes for me.
Here we go. Let's receive his bloodshed. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, I threw some of you for a little bit of a jaunt there. So let me just read it to you. Revelation chapter 21. I think it's 21. Let's go back to 19. Okay, well, I'm trying to use Sister Leanne's Bible, and it's just something about it. Well, anyways, it says that the holy city will be robed. There it is, 21:9. One of the seven angels had seven bowls filled with the seven last plagues, came to me and talked to me, saying, "Come, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife."
Wow.
Now you can't take that verse out of the Bible. Carried me away in the city to a great and high mountain, showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, jasper stone, clear as crystal. She had a great and high wall with 12 gates, 12 angels at the gates, names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Three gates on the east, three gates on the north, three gates on the south, three gates on the west. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And I'm missing my verse. Anyways, it says that it's clothed in the robes of the saints, and it says it's the robe of righteousness. And I was real confident I knew exactly where that verse was at. It's why I started. But this is what you always learn about the kingdom of God and your whole life. It's not about how absolutely intelligent you are. It's about whether or not you can find what it is you're looking for. More intelligent than knowing it all is knowing where it all exists and how to get to it. And there is a great revelation for you in Jesus' mighty name. Did you find it? Dan?
I'm looking.
Looking. Brother Dan's, everybody's probably looking like, yeah, I think it's right here. It's right over there. Let me see. It's right there. No, it's on it. It is. Guess what that means? That means it's time for us to go through the book of Revelation again because we're all having trouble finding it.
Revelation 3.
3?
Uh-oh.
Oh,
maybe not.
No? All right. The righteous robes of the saints.
White raiment that thou mayest be clothed in the shame of thy nakedness. No.
It says the righteous robes of the saints. Thank you, Father, for the righteous robes that Jesus gives us. This is what we know. We get righteous robes. We become righteousness.
Amen.
And those, that righteousness is what makes the holy city as it descends out of heaven glisten. You and I and the righteous acts that we did because of Jesus' righteous robes he gave us. Don't worry about it. We'll teach a whole
Revelation
lesson on it.
Revelation 19:8.
19:8.
She was given the clothing of fine, it was granted to her to clothe herself with fine linen, bright and pure. This has a beard.
Yeah, there it is right there. That's it. You found it.
All right.
Verse 7, Revelation 19:7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
Hallelujah.
This will help your Bride of Christ doctrine. The holy city, as it comes down, is granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, which is what you and I say at the end of our communion every time. And my robes will always be the glorious church without spot or wrinkle or any other blemish when you come for me. Anyway, I think I did really good for interrupting the program, canceling out Zoom, finishing up out there, driving all the way home, and I got here in time for communion. I conquered and did amazingly tonight. And you know what? I think we should give Sister Leanne a big hand, because so did she. She had to fix it all.
Thank you.
Oh
my goodness.
Thank you all for your love. Thank you, Sister Sunday. You just keep fighting to be a part of Zoom. We love it. And Sister Rebecca and all of you by Zoom and Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, wherever else you find us. Thank God you find us and learn this from us. Persistence and domination. We dominate
Amen.
The enemy everywhere we go, because when you notice, it might be a little later than normal, but in the mighty name of Jesus, we won. Sister Phyllis, read our closing verses.
Oh, yes. Okay. Right away. That's Jude 20 through 25. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
And now, Revelation 1, 5, and 6, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Put your hands out and say this with me. Father, tonight in Jesus' name.
Father, tonight,
in Jesus' name,
I have given of my life.
I have given of my life
to make this program work.
To make this program work.
And be a blessing to the whole world.
And be a blessing to the whole world.
I receive my hundredfold return.
I receive my hundredfold return.
That you promised belonged to me. So that we can use it to preach the gospel.
So that we can use it to preach the gospel.
Right here and around the world.
right here and around the world.
Wherever you send us, in Jesus' name.
Wherever you send us, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, it's not all we got to say. After that great message by Dr. Winston, I got all kinds of things to preach. But
I love the word so much. I just want to go on and on and on. I probably will.
It's just amazing. Matter of, well, any of you that are still awake and you need something to study, look up the actual YouTube video. And
I will.
Them last four songs that Brandon Robertson sings right before the message are powerful, faith-filled songs. And the man is extremely, extremely anointed. He was the worship leader there for several years. And then, I don't know, probably 2020, Dr. Winston said, it's time for you to go preach. And installed him in a church somewhere, and now he's pastoring. But man, what a powerful anointing he has in any of his music. Matter of fact, we sing one of his songs from time to time. Well, a couple of them. The song we sing that is, I'm not going to miss the new thing you're doing today. What's that? Fresh Oil, New Wine.
Fresh Oil, New Wine.
Brandon Robertson singing that song in our afternoon worship. And you'll thoroughly enjoy it. Well, that's it. Until we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this? We love you.
We love you.
God loves you.
And God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
And Jesus is Lord. Amen. God bless you, and God bless our community of faith.
God bless this community of faith. In Jesus' mighty name.